All right, so we're diving into something pretty interesting today. It's a story we found in this translated text. It's called kuliang.pdf.
Which basically just means rations.
Yeah, rations, exactly. And this is all about this guy, Tong Guan. He's like an aide to some local official.
Seems to be a historical setting, yeah.
Right, yeah. So right away, we're kind of thrown into this situation where Tong Guan, who's not exactly, a saint, gets a warning from his wife. She's basically like, hey, you need to chill out. All these bad things you're doing are going to catch up with you.
Yeah, classic kind of trope, right? Like you got the voice of reason trying to pull someone back from the edge.
Totally. But instead of listening to her, Tong Guan's like, nope, I'm going to see a fortune teller. And get this. He doesn't want to know about wealth or fame or anything like that.
Oh, no, he's got a different question in mind.
Oh, yeah, much bigger question.
Yeah.
He wants to know how long he's going to live.
Wow. So, like, straight to the ultimate unknown, huh? I mean, who hasn't wondered about that at some point? It's such a fundamental human thing.
Right, like how much time do we really have? So the fortune teller, this old guy, takes a good look at Tong Guan and lays it out for him. He says, listen, your life is going to end after you eat 20 shit of rice and 20 shit of wheat.
20 shit of each.
Yeah.
And just for the folks at home, a shit is like an ancient unit for measuring grain volume.
Exactly. So Tong Guan goes back home, tells his wife all about it, and she's doing the math in her head, right?
Yeah, gotta try and figure out what that means in terms of actual years, right?
Right. She's thinking, okay, that's probably like 10 years worth of food. But Tong Guan, and this is where it gets kind of wild, he twists it around completely in his mind. He's like, wait a minute, this means I've got at least 20 years, maybe even more if I just, base myself. So instead of being freaked out, he's actually relieved. He feels protected.
It's amazing how we can take information, especially something as weighty as a prophecy, and just completely warp it to fit our own narrative.
Totally. And in Tong Guan's case, instead of prompting any self-reflection or change in behavior, it makes him even worse. He figures, hey, I got time. Might as well keep doing what I'm doing.
Oh no. So he doubles down on the bad stuff.
Oh, yeah.
No.
But here's where things take a turn. The very next year, he develops this bizarre and insatiable hunger. We're talking about eating 10 or more meals a day.
Whoa, 10 meals? That's got to be some kind of, I don't know, like a medical condition or
Yeah.
something.
It definitely signals that something isn't right. And it's almost like that prophecy starts playing out in a very literal way. The clock is ticking, but not in the way Tong Guan imagined.
So wait, he starts eating through those rations way faster than he thought he would.
Oh, yeah. Think about it. In just 5 months, he goes through 20 shins of grain. And then in another 5 months, the remaining 20 shins gone.
That's pretty shocking.
It is. And right after he finishes that last bit of grain, Tong Guan dies. Just like that.
Wow. So the fortune teller was right, but in a way, Tong Guan could never have predicted.
Exactly. And his wife, as you can imagine, is devastated. She basically calls him out for being so foolish, for fixating on the number of rations and ignoring her warnings. And she says, you see, heaven had the final say. It's like a stark reminder that you can't outsmart fate, no matter how hard you try to control it.
It's a really powerful message, isn't it? And on so many levels.
Yeah. On the one hand, it's a story about actions and consequences. But it also gets at this very human desire we all have to predict and control things that are inherently unpredictable, like life and death. And to your point, maybe it's also a warning about getting too fixated on the measurable aspects of things, on the numbers, without seeing the bigger picture.
Right. Like Tong Guan was so focused on how much grain he had left that he completely missed the point. It makes you wonder what other important things we might be overlooking in our own lives by getting caught up in the quantifiable, you know, what are we measuring that maybe we shouldn't be so focused on?
It definitely gives you something to think about. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive today.